So we came up with the idea that he thought he'd poisoned him, and then when he discovered he hadn't poisoned him, he'd be really happy, and then the doctor could walk in when he was around you, and he'd go, I'm so happy. Again, utter ruthless selfishness. No thought for this guy or his family at all. It's just, is he on the hook or is he off the hook? As I say, he's a terrible man. And I liked that episode a lot. When I saw it recently, I thought there were little bits in it that maybe could have been edited or be tightened up a bit. The stuff when they're standing around, when the guys arrive, the three people arrive for the meeting, and he thinks they're the undertakers, it's not quite clearly signaled enough. And so I saw one or two things in that I thought could have been better. But I still am very, very fond of it, because I love bodies in baskets. We had a wonderful ending for the dead body one, and we couldn't use it. The guy who died and who, you know, gets put in the basket and all that stuff, we thought it would be terribly funny if we'd established without Basil knowing that he had a twin brother. So after Basil finally got him in the basket, the twin brother would walk in and come up to the desk, and Basil would abuse his mindless practical joke. And we couldn't do it because there was no way of Basil telling the twin that his brother was dead. You couldn't do that in a comedy show. You see what I mean?